And now, Ben Bailey.
Are you hurting this morning? I'm not asking, do you have minor aches and pains, where if we all thought about it, we probably would. What I'm asking is, are you hurting deeper than just on a physical level? Have things occurred in your life that have brought to your knees in pain and agony and you're hurting? Friend, if so, we want you to know today that there is a God of comfort and God is willing and able to help those who are hurting. Maybe you're hurting because you've lost a loved one. You've lost a husband or a wife, a son or a daughter, a friend who was close to you. And because of that hurt and that loss and that absence you feel, you're hurting inside. Maybe you're hurting because of a disease that is taking your body step at a time. Maybe it's day in and day out, the pain and the agony that you have to bear. Maybe you can't get a constant moment of rest and you can't get any help with that pain. Maybe you're hurting today because in your marriage relationship, it's not what it ought to be. Maybe a husband or a wife has done something that they shouldn't, and you're hurting because of that. Maybe you're hurting inside the marriage relationship because the mate who you chose is selfish and self-centered and is not what they ought to be. Are you hurting because of things like this morning? Maybe you're hurting because of sin. You know, sin is one of the most hurtful things in all the world. Maybe you're hurting today because you've made some choices, some bad choices that you know are hurting God and hurting others. Or maybe you're hurting because of the sinful choices that others have made. Maybe someone close to you, someone who you love dearly, has made some choices in life that you know if they stay in that, they're going to be lost and perish. Maybe you're hurting because of the choices they have made. Maybe you're hurting because choices others have made in this life have brought you pain and agony, and you wish to God that they would change their ways. Friend, if you're hurting this morning, we want you to know that there is help to be offered from God Himself, and none of us has to leave here today with that hurt. We can leave it in God's hands. What can we receive when we find comfort from God? There is comfort from above. And this morning, we want to think about how God does help us when we hurt, when things in life bring us to our knees. What can I do? What can I do with God? How can I respond to Him properly? I want you this morning to open your Bible to 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. And as we think today about help offered to those who are hurting, comfort from above, we need to realize that the most comforting thing of all is that there is a God of comfort. The passage that Brother Steve read for us, I believe, is one of the most comforting, brings great solace to the Christian. Look in 2 Corinthians chapter 1. And I want you to look in verses 3 and 4. When I'm hurting, I need to be reminded that God is the God of comfort. Look again at 2 Corinthians 1, verses 3 and 4. And the many times comfort is mentioned makes this a little bit of a tongue twister. Look at 2 Corinthians 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort. Now watch this. Who comforts us in our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort which we ourselves are comforted by God. What can I do when I'm hurting today? Where's the help at? Friend, there is a God of comfort who cares deeply for each one of us. It helps me today to remember there is a God. He is alive. In Him we live and we survive. The fool says in his heart, there is no God. But to the child of God, we know God exists and that He's willing to help each and every one of us. There's two ways specifically you can know that there is a God today. You can look around at creation and know there is a God. The heavens declare the glory of God and the firmament shows his handiwork. I don't know if you went out last night. It was a super moon, what they call it. Hadn't happened in 20 years. 1993 was the last time it happened. You can look up at that moon and you can't look at that and walk away and go, wow, what a great design of evolution. How'd that happen over millions of years? You look up and you know there is a God. The Bible tells us in Romans 1 verse 20 that even His invisible attributes are clearly seen by the things which are made. His eternal nature and Godhead. Look at what is made. The beautiful world, the design, the intricacy. And I can walk away and know and be comforted by knowing there is a God. Acts 14, verse 17, Paul said it this way. Nevertheless, he did not leave himself without witness in that he did good, gave us rain from heaven and fruitful seasons, filling our hearts with food and gladness. Had a chance Friday to take my motorcycle up to Altamont and back down through Beersheba. And what a beautiful ride it was. And I thought, as I'm riding, look at the trees blooming. Look at the leaves coming on. Look at the fruit that's going to be on the trees soon. And you see all that and you can't say, how did that happen? Evolution is a great process. You look at that and you're impressed. There is a God. And here's the good news. There is a God and you can know Him. Philippians 3 verses 20 and 21, Paul said, or Philippians 1 verse 12, Paul said, I want to know Him. I can know God. John 8:32, I can know His truth. I can know that I'm right with Him. You know, if you're sick, it's just comforting to know that you've got a good doctor. If you have some kind of illness, you call the doctor and you get an appointment. You know what? I already start feeling better because I know there's a doctor in town who can help me with my problem. He's going to give me some medicine. In just a little while, I'm going to be over it. If you've got a car problem, it just comforts you to know I've got a good mechanic who just in a few moments, in a little bit of time, who can help me with this car problem. If you've got some kind of problem in your life, you know, it just makes you feel better to know I've got a friend who I can pick up the phone and call, and it comforts me to know that I can talk to them and I can care. We're in the same way with God. Just like the doctor, just like the mechanic, just like the good friend, there is a God and you can know Him, and God cares deeply for each and every one of us. But how does the fact that there is a God give me comfort in trouble? The nature of God ought to comfort each and every one of us. We're talking about a God who cannot change. Malachi 3 verse 6, God says, I am God, I don't change. Hebrews 6 verse 18, it is impossible for God to lie. The Scripture says in Titus 1 verse 2 that we're living in hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised before time began. There is a God and He doesn't change. His promises are still the same today. God Himself is the God of love. One of the simplest and yet most beautiful passages. It's found in 1 John 4, verse 8. God is love. The God we're talking about today, who cares when you hurt, who's willing to help, He's a God of love. He loved you so much and He loved me so much that He sent His Son, His only Son, to die on a cruel cross for me and for you. When we were still without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. And it comforts me to know not only is God a God of love, not only is God a just or a fair God, but God is a just God. Genesis 18:25, the Bible says, will not the judge of all the earth do rightly? You can take it to the bank. God doesn't change and He will help you. You know, there's a big difference in going to the emergency room and going to your family doctor. Number one, the price. It's a big difference. But number two, I don't know the ER doctor. I don't know what his character's like. I don't know his nature. I don't know if he's a good doctor or not. He may be, and no offense to anybody who works in the ER, he may be a quack for all I know. You see, knowing, and knowing his character and knowing his nature brings me comfort because when I call the family doctor, I know him. I know he can help. He's proven and tried. Friend, the same is true of God. This morning you can take comfort knowing there is a God of all comfort. Secondly, when we hurt, when we face struggles in life, it helps us to know that God Himself He is able to protect and to care for each and every one of us. God is not only the God of all comfort, He is there to protect and care for us in our time of trouble. I'd like you to open your Bible with me to Psalm chapter 23. Would you turn to Psalm 23? You know, as I think about comfort from above, the very fact that God is able to protect and care for us gives us great comfort. Psalm 23. And I want you to look in verse 4 with me. It's a very well-known psalm. But notice how it teaches us about God's care. Look in Psalm 23. Let's begin reading in verse 1. The Bible says, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil." Why? You are with me, your rod and your staff. They do comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You know, as you listen to words of Psalm 23, we're impressed with the fact that God does care. God has promised to protect each and every one of us. A couple of my favorite passages in the Bible are found in Hebrews 13, verses 5 and 6. The Hebrews writer said, "Let your life be without covetousness. For the Lord has said," listen, "I will never leave you nor forsake you, so that you may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. What shall man do to me?" If God is for us, who can be against us? What can separate us from the love of God? Can death or famine or nakedness or toil or none of those things shall separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Romans 8, verses 37 through 39. But you know, when I need protecting, I need to be protected from the things that hurt me in this life. And God has promised to protect us from our two greatest enemies. He's already defeated one of them. The greatest enemy of mankind, seen in Genesis 3 as that great serpent, seen in Revelation 12 as that great dragon, is none other than Satan himself. He's the father of lies. John 8:44, when Job is facing the difficulties in his life, who is the one orchestrating those events? Satan is. Satan has the power to do that in the book of Job. And friend, he's still like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour, 1 Peter 5:8. He still wants to sift us as wheat, Luke chapter 22 and verse 31. But here's the good news. God has already promised to protect us from Satan. In fact, the devil is already defeated. Did you know that? Hebrews 2 and verse 14, He, Jesus, through death, overcame him by the power of death, which is the devil, and released those who all their lifetime were feared of bondage. All the problems I face, I can look back at life and I can say, look at how the devil has used me or used people in my life. Friend, we can overcome the devil and we can be protected from him if we trust God and follow His Word. But then there's the second enemy that God will protect us from. And it's as the old statement says, I'm my own worst enemy. God has promised to protect me and to protect you from ourselves. We read it in Bible class this morning, Romans 7, verses 15 through 21. Paul said, the things that I want to do, I don't end up doing. The things that I don't want to do, those are the very things I do. Sometimes we have that inner struggle. And when I look back at problems in my life, and I bet as you look at problems in your life, who's the chief cause of our problems? Who's the chief cause of much of the hurt that I face? Can't point it out because I've got four fingers pointing back. I am, a lot of times, the cause of the hurt that I have in my life. And if I will trust the Lord with all my heart, Proverbs 3 and verse 5, if I will put my confidence in Him, then I can be protected from myself. But here, know this also. And I want you to turn to 1 Peter 5, verse 7. Take your Bible this morning And I want you to turn to 1 Peter 5, verse 7. Not only is there a God, and He has promised to protect, but the God of heaven. I want you to know this morning, I want you to leave here knowing this. God cares deeply for you and for me. Take your Bible and look in 1 Peter 5, and verse 7. I believe this is one of the most tender passages about the heart of God and His care for each and every one of us. 1 Peter chapter 5, and I'd like you to look in verse 7. The Bible says, cast all your care or anxiety upon Him. Listen now. He cares for you. The God, think about this. Think about the magnificence of this thought. The God who spoke and the world came into existence. The God who took sand and dust and created man. The God who made the beauty of this universe cares deeply for me and for you. And friend, if I'll only let Him, God has promised to lead me by the still waters, to lead me to the green pastures, to make sure that I have the best life. In fact, as you read the Scripture, that's what we're told. Psalm 37, verse 25, the psalmist said, I've been young and now I'm old, yet I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God and all these things and His righteousness, and all this will be added unto you. Paul said in Philippians 4:19, my God shall supply all your needs in Christ Jesus. How do I get help when I'm hurting? Remember, there is a God of all comfort, and He promises to protect and to care for each one of us. But then I'd like you to turn with me to Psalm 119 and verse 50. And I want you to notice a third source when we're hurting that gives great help, and that is the Word of God. Would you turn to Psalm 119 with me? You don't want to miss this passage. It's a beautiful, beautiful statement about the Word of God. All of Psalm 119 exalts the beauty and the splendor of God's Word. But notice especially how the Bible helps us in time of trouble. That's Psalm 119, verse 50. The Scripture says, this is my comfort in my affliction. When I'm hurting, here's my comfort. Your Word has given me life. Friend, can't you look back on your own life? In times of struggle, when you were hurting, when things came into your life that brought you to your knees, what was it that eventually lifted you up? How many times have you heard people say, this passage means so much to me? How true that is, because when we hurt, it's often the Word of God that gives us life again, that breathes new life into us. For example, when I don't know how I'm going to go on anymore, when sometimes I feel like throwing in the towel and giving up, I need to know I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13, how much that passage means to us in that it reminds us God has not left us alone, that He will help us in our trouble. How much Matthew 28 verse 20 may mean to us in times like this. Jesus said, lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. I'll never leave you nor forsake you, so that you may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, what shall man do to me? Think about some other passages that offer us great hope. When we face loss, when sometimes this old world gets the best of us, passages like John chapter 14 do more to encourage than I think we could ever imagine. Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. Were it not so, I would have told you. And then He said this, I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. When life gets you down, when you're hurt, when things happen in life, what is it that keeps us going? There is a place called heaven. This life is going to be short, and if I hang in there, if I don't give up, I can live with God forever. I believe one of the most beautiful pictures of the character of God is found in Revelation 21, verses 3 and 4. Listen to these words. God says, the Scripture says, God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Now, friend, you talk about help when you're hurting. There's a beautiful picture. I remember my dad's mother holds a very dear place in my heart, especially as I was a young child. She was from a different era, we might say, and pretty much from the morning till she went to bed at night, she wore one of those old aprons that often had flour on it, the women stayed and cooked in the kitchen with, and I can remember several times being in her house, and I'd skin my knee, or I'd hurt myself, and you know, it was just comforting to know that I could run to my grandmother, and she would take that apron, and she would wipe every tear out of my eye. Friend, look at the beautiful picture of God. How can I receive help when I'm hurting today? God will wipe every tear from their eye. No more pain, no more sorrow, no more death, no more crying. All the former things have passed away. Friend, if you're hurting, the good news is hang in there and it'll be over. Don't give up and you can have that reward in heaven itself. I think of the words of Revelation chapter 14. If you face the loss of a loved one and you're hurting because of that, friend, there's no more comforting passages than the two I'm about to mention. Revelation 14, verse 13 says, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord, yet says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. We look at death often as a black and as a dark day, but from God's perspective, what's the death of a Christian life? Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord. The second passage would be Psalm 116, verse 15. Here's help when you're hurting. The Bible says, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints. I've lost people who are close to me, and you've lost people who are close to you. How is it that you pick yourself up and keep going when you're hurting? Friend, we've got to realize that that is not a bad thing. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints. I want you to remember this. You can't get to heaven without dying first. Friend, don't you want to go to heaven? And don't you want your friends and your loved ones to go to heaven? You can't go to heaven without dying first. Death is not a bad thing. It's just an entrance into that greater life. Well, think about this. Maybe someone's hurting because of sin. Maybe you're hurting because of your own sin or because of the sins of others. There's help when that occurs as well. The psalmist said in Psalm 38, verse 4, my sins have gone over my head like a heavy burden. They're too heavy for me. It's a picture of someone drowning or a picture of someone under the weight and they just can't get it up. Where's the help when you feel the weight of sin like that? If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all iniquity. If we say that we have no sin, we make Him a liar and the truth is not in us. But if we confess, He's faithful and just to forgive us all our sins. If I'm willing, when I'm hurting because of sin, if I'm willing to look up to heaven and say to God, God, I've sinned and I ask for forgiveness and change my life, I can let that hurt go. If others have sinned, then we can help them to come to the truth of God's Word and see that as well. And the good news is always this. Hebrews 8:13, listen carefully. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 13, God says, I'll be merciful to their sins and their lawless deeds I'll remember no more. When we obey the gospel, God takes the pencil, turns it over, and erases it. And friend, you don't have to carry that weight anymore. Now one last principle before we close this morning. And I want you to look in your Bible with me, if you would, to Romans chapter 8 and verse 18. When I'm hurting, when I struggle in life, when there are things that happen to bring me my knees in pain, how can I receive help? Not only do I know there is a God, not only can I know that He promises to help and protect me, not only does His Word give me comfort, but the hope of that place we call heaven comforts each and every one of us. Turn your Bible to Romans chapter 8, and I want you to look in verse 18. This is one of my favorite passages about how the struggles we face don't even compare with the glory we'll one day have. Romans 8, verse 18. Paul says, for I consider that the sufferings of this present time, listen, are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. What's that passage say? What I face in this life isn't even a drop in the bucket compared to the glory of heaven. If you like to write in your Bible, right next to Romans 8:18, heaven will be worth it all. That's what that passage is teaching. The sufferings I face, they don't even begin to compare with how beautiful heaven's going to be. Let's say I have to go through some health difficulties. Let's say that people do things in this life that they shouldn't have done to me, or things occur and I lose a loved one. How can I keep on going? Where can I get help? Knowing that there is that place called heaven is the ultimate help. Jesus taught us, pray, our Father who art in heaven. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 9. The Scripture teaches us that there will be a new heaven and a new earth where righteousness prevails. 2 Peter chapter 3. Heaven is a place of rest. There remains, therefore, a rest for the people of God. That's what we need when we're hurting. There's rest in heaven. Heaven is described as that eternal place of glory where God is, where the saints of old are, where Jesus Christ is, and where sin reigns no more. And so, friend, we ask you today, are you hurting? Have things occurred in this life that have brought you to your knees and you need God's help? If so, you can know this morning there is comfort from above. There is a God of all comfort. He has promised to protect and care for each one of us. His Word gives us great comfort in our affliction. And ultimately, the beauty of heaven will make whatever I face well worth it.